Well, we didn't get to the English on that story anyway, though, Grandma. So you can, I mean, to the Indian on that. Maybe you could tell it in Indian, the story you were telling, huh? Well, you were pretty close to the end anyway, weren't you?
Yeah, but that was about the end. Well, he did want to back. He did want to back, and they know he killed her. He got back, and he got close to the camp, and he started to pretend that he's feeling bad. He cried, and he went in. He was sitting down. He looked. There's his wife sitting down ready. He says, he was going back and something killed her, and they know that it's him. Well, the other guy told him, we was just trying to help you so you folks could have it in your reservation. You don't have to come this far for meat. You can raise some down there.
Where was that, Grandma? Was that here or?
In Montana.
Montana, oh.
And I can't give you another one because you'll do the same thing again. So he thought to himself, well, no use sticking around here. I'll go back and come home. He okay. Didn't have a taste of that meat.
That's a really cute story. You can tell. You go ahead. Why don't you just go ahead and tell that one in Indian.
Is this over?
Yeah, in Indian, though.
In Indian?
Yeah.
Oi hui tu spili et lau hui. Hui tu ranam pulsimt, da? Oi hui tu nes lotem. Which is the Esthamatom. Esthamatom. You know, the cow's feet. You try to play with it. You know what I mean. She's dead once. Oh, we told me in Indian.
Indian.
It melched me. Which in school, it's cool. Attraction. What's in the room? You should. Oh, it's a success. That's it, Vincent. I bispism. Then go, I sell to the smooth. Oh, I saw it, the snooks and the wishes. I call out. I was a msooty. Ah, I saw the skikund. I see axe. It's a man. Neck poo sand, got neck man, got no mel rock poo sand. Turn them ducks to rock. Not rich to eat through a quay. And then to get in the man. Ducks to rock. Nam spinoes, a moose and man, and am compelled. Ape and locks, so be spirit. Then stitches. Is Mr. Kitchen Dessert's commissions? Kitchen Dessert's most listening. Say, was an excellent to do this, this in quality. I don't see anything in command like we was. Then she checked out the main and watched the end of the most stroke at the point. Ah, nem kuulst min. Nem kuulst min. Ai, liest tää. Sluka, that's bitch, sluka. Roots. Kuulst li, klimaks. Kuulst, säilva. Kuulst li, anuia, Han kom min kuin äkäs on tässä vilja. Mä olet kuullut. Huu, nyt slot. Et sääni lilu ahuatsen asheest. Nämmös. Sitten minun tämmöinen kuin mutta tässä on suut tsekla. Tammet suus. Sitten minun tämmöinen tiakon. Tiakon. Tän tässä olisi hoistella paus. Tukuku. Missä on sitten kutsunas? Aina puls. Aina. Snaksa. Tää yksi huutaa tästä. Tästä. Ai, että hlitin tämän. Suuisin piilis. Ai, että liisin, ai, mäijäl. Sä ei ääs vakaisin mä ämpöt. Näkuvat huutus astuliu. Näkuvatsin mi. Kun takaisin kuksiin saasin kuäljuhlelää. Suhullisuus käältit. Aa. Ai, että suu. Tuu, kun särvis. Tuulla, kun tuulla. Mä tuu muut spiliä. Ai, se särvis taas kaa. Aa, läks pulstum. Tässä myös tässä kspulstum. No, et sä oot selitun tappan tässä. Ai, et kuku. Ei uksin tässä, kun sen skiertän. Täällisessä sen. Ai, piak. No, et kämmäls. Hoi, et käy lapsilla, kun poin sitten tulee. Sitten tulee. Vai juut ne mistä? No, se on se aaten, se kuihua juut, et jäästä. Vaakki kuista. Juut mistä? Taks mä oot. Ai, se on yksi piiliä, sen siitin sitä. Ei, siltä mut sä spunut, mutta sä spuskain isistun pää. Mut sä oot siltä sen isistun tästä. Se ei ole mä oot. Tästä mä oot. Huis nur. Eitsä kaks pyli. Huus pulsum kuissimme äm. Saas kesä amut. Sönti maa sääi. Kusin kunnä minim. Huus huisat sönti kuu. Kuta nukas huisat nim. Sönti nukas pulsum. Aas pulsum tannui. Takas huisat nim. Ai, et huist spiliä. Säi. Säi.
That grizzly bear thing again. You know, you tell me about how grizzly bear in the springtime would clean his feet because he hears the first thunder in his uncle and all that. You could tell me that again, couldn't you?
Okay.
Three times.
In Indian?
Yeah, English, Indian, both maybe.
Yeah. Mä putsu skalp. Just to kast kut esn piils. Esn piils. Vann pasäun. Ai, saunamisest herra. Ai, kansin uusinam. Se siem, tsiits, lämmelmas. Ai, luukuisusin, tsemmiisinsis. Luuuu, kun sukuutat suskalt, tuossa on huul. Ai joo, skalkuat suskuutti siun, ne uinuksen huul. Voi se en silti, kun näkee se siim, kun siis on samkaisen mukaisen sitä. Kun näkee stiuhtaneena, stiuhtaneena. Se.
Okay. Tell me a story about how the son just had one eye.
Yeah.
And it was so bright that nobody even noticed.
Yeah. In English or Indian?
Both. You could tell me in English.
Well, I told you that.
You told me in English.
This guy got hurt his eye, lost his eye, and got one eye. And he got shamed. Got shamed. He was so good looking. He said, well, I'm going to be the sun. So bright, nobody can see me. I'm so bright when I come out. Come out, and so that's the sun. He's just got one eye, so just one eye. And when he comes up, you notice it's just bright. You can't see. You can't see
okay.
It. The man.
No, an Indian.
And he asked to me, "Was hasn't a goose?" Oh, I got as ashmis. No, I got as good paha amsuks. That's the one eye guy. And the Isabel was telling me.
A lot of people cruising around here. Let's see if that's recording. You know, Grandma, we were talking about different things that boys shouldn't do and girls shouldn't do. We should get some of those too. You know, like in Indian, it'd be nice to have some of those little things like a girl shouldn't step over a boy's legs. You know, he's just got his legs out and she shouldn't step over. And a boy shouldn't play with a doll, and some of those things you could tell him in Indian, huh? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I definitely step question. Yeah, my grandma, and my auntie from my father used to get after us, and we just had one brother, his Ben. And Dad made him wear, you know, and we would grab it, and Mama would say, "You leave it there, put it down. When you grow up to be a woman, you wouldn't be with anything, you'll be lazy, it'll be good for nothing. Put it down." And we put it down. Don't you ever touch it. Then Ben the same. If he grabs our rag doll, he'll say that to us. He'll say to him, "Don't take it. When you grow up to be a man, you don't want to do anything. You just want to lay on the bed all day. Leave your sister's rag dolls alone. Don't let them handle it." But Auntie made him a doll about that tall.
But tall, eh?
In a rag, she made it and have a hair braid and sort of dress. I got legs and mugs and everything. And it was when he was just that little. She's that little. Oh, Indians had all kinds of things.
Yeah, there's some more of them too. You don't step over somebody's feet.
Yeah, then my grandpa used to tell us, you know, the Indians. Now this little room, there'd be about three families staying. They could have their bed in there. The little cook's stove will be back here. Then the man folks will be laying on his back, his legs. Then Grandpa says, "Don't you ever dare to go over their legs. You're a girl. Don't dare to go on their back.
Walk behind them.
We're sitting down. Don't jump and go on the back." He says, "Because you're a girl. your brother. Don't you ever do that to them. And he used to get awful scolding for that.
You ought to tell that in Indian to Grandma, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tell the same story in Indian, huh?
Yeah. But the see that in chat in Tatikwa. What had you this? Pagas quits just pruskal to make skalut. Skaluti. Maxim am. Pagas quits. Naho ek puchtin skut. Taya. Taya lusay. She tell us, we didn't know anything. She tell us, because when you get to be a woman, you get sick, you know. Perhaps if you're having it, and you go over the man, you might drop some on his feet or legs.
Oh.
Well, that wouldn't be good.
Oh.
That's why they wouldn't allow us
to. What would happen to him if he got some of that blood on him then, or what?
Well, it's just in this way.
Ah. Let's see, an Indian too. Then you don't play with a man. Doesn't play with a doll in there.
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they have everything.
Were there some more like that too, Grandma? And
yeah.
Some more things that you weren't supposed to
everything.
Do.
Everything.
What about going out and picking your camas before the ladies had their prayers? Said their prayers. The four ladies, you're saying. Would that be bad, too? Go out and get your
bitterroot? Antoine used to tell me down to Kalispa, they'll have about four ladies. When they're not ready yet, they'll dig them.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll cook it. Cook it for almost 3 days.
Oh, this is bitterroot, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Then they get cooked.
Okay.
And they take it in a little dish.
Mm-hmm.
They take it to the chief's house. Then they'd all go there and pray. And pray. And all pass it around to eat. After that, they can go and pick. Everything they pray. Huckleberries, sour berries, everything.
Oh.
The fruit.
They have a little ceremony before each one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They get one. They have a taste. Everyone. That's what Antoine used to tell me. He says, nowadays they don't. And he used to tell me, long time when I was just a boy, I'll be playing outside and the chief will ring the bell. He's got a little bell that's got a little handle. He'd ring the bell for the people to go in his teepee to pray. And he says, my mother would come out and call me over. So we'll all have to go in and pray, it gets over. Then the Kalispa used to get punished good. Now if I was fooling around with somebody else, they would see me, they would tell the chief, and they got a captain, a man, they put him for a captain. He would go after me. Whip me.
Oh, he'd whip you. Oh.
Yeah. Antoine said that put a blanket on in the middle of the teepee, then you lay on your stomach and they'll put your hands. And they'll teach you once, like they're praying. Just mention Hail Mary and everything. It's like they're praying.
Hail Mary.
So many, yeah.
Full of grace.
That pain. Yeah. So I don't want you to do that. No more. Next time you do that, you'll get worse. They tie your hands and hold it up there, your legs. You can't do nothing. They'll just whip you. Antoine was telling me that whip is, it's leather, white. It's long. And the stick. And after it gets through the the chief would talk to her or him, talk to him. You're supposed to watch what you're doing. Think of our God. And Mary also mentioned the names. Now go around and shake hands with everybody. Then if I'm stubborn, I wouldn't know it. They put me down and put me again. Now I bet you nowadays, I bet they would allow them to.
No,
put.
I don't suppose so.
Now like Mrs. Abraham, John Abraham's wife, when she was young lady, and she got a baby. And they took her down to the chief's house and asked her, "Who did you got the baby from?" She just sat there. She said, "Well, something that you don't see."
Great. And then what did they do, whip her?
"I'm asking you, who's your father? I told you something that nobody sees it." They keep asking her. She wouldn't tell, all right. If you would tell, we wouldn't whip you, we'd make the man to marry you. And then they would do that to her, tie her hands. "You're going to tell?" "I told you folks, I don't know. The one that nobody sees, that's where I got the baby." "Then all right." Then Antoine told me they tied it to, you know, a rope. Her hand was like that, swelled up already. Her hand swelled up. "If you don't tell, we'll whip you." Then they whip her. Praying and whipping her. "Do you know that our God suffered? That's what we're going to do with you. You have to tell the truth." Now, I guess finally she, her hands are just awful. They just swelled up, just went like that. Wrist. She says, "All right, I'll tell. I got it from him." "All right, you should have told in the first place. Now we can't do anything. He's got a wife already." So they got the man, went after him. When they asked him, in first place he says, "Well, it could be mine. I was around her. It could be mine, all right." So they told him, "Why did you want to do that when you've got a wife?" "Well, she come around, mean fool around with me, and how could I help it?" Oh. Well, they just talked to him.
They just talked to him, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They just talked to him to not do it again. Later on, she got another one. They took her over and asked her, she said the same thing. Asked her, "Who's your father?" "Well, the thing that you don't see." "That's where I got it." "Well, who is he?" "Well, I told you already." She keeps saying that, and they started putting that rope here, holding her legs and everything. They whipped her, and I guess it hurts her hand. She said, "All right, I'll tell." That's her brother-in-law's son. That's where she got it from. Told her, "Well, you should say that in the first place." So they got him. They whipped him too, he refused. And she said, "He's the one that was bothering me." And they made them to get married. when they do anything, get drunk, you know. And this police captain would tell the chief and them go after him.
You got a lot of whipping around over there, huh? Oh. You had to tell some of that in Indian too, Grandma.
Yeah, lots of them. The Indian women's fighting, they report them and take them to the chief's house and ask them, what were you fighting? And she told me some stories. Well, that woman told me, all right, get her. There'll be about five of them there. Why did you want to do this? Well, I heard it and I told her. Then keep saying that they all get whipping. Don't you ever do that no more. No, right now they're wild animals. Yeah, Antoine was telling me that whip was, it sure hurts, I guess, a leather thick, you know. And it's quite a bunch that long thing. It's wrapped up on a stick.
On a stick, yeah.
But hit him then, praying. Praying that either our God suffered. Then after that he gets up and run. Go ahead and shake hands with him. Then all the people go in there to listen. Then he wouldn't shake hands with them. All right, put him back. Then they'll whip him again. He'll say, I will. Then he'll shake hands with them. I told Antoine, I wouldn't shake hands with them.
You get really good.
Yeah. Oh, the Indians. Like I was telling you a long time around here, maybe there would be about three Indian police here. Mm-hmm. One at Fort, one here, one to West End, and then in Slim, about three. Every 2 weeks they change. And for a little thing. And take them to the chief's house. Tell them, report them. All right. You did done it, yeah. All right, 30 days for you. To take them to the Fort Spokane boarding school there. They had a jail there. For a little thing, they take them over. 30 days, and if a woman, she works in a hospital, works there, bakery, and she cleans the houses, the agents' houses and everything. Then the man folks, and they cut wood and everything, work on the garden, because everything what's raised in a garden is for the kids.
Oh, that are going to that school, huh?
Yeah.
But nowadays they don't do anything. You tell them something, all right, we'll do something.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do something, that's all. They wouldn't do it.
You ought to talk about the Indian police and Indian. Huh? Are you too tired, Grandma? You getting too tired fooling around with this?
Mm-hmm.
You want to quit?
I'm just thinking about something.
Okay.
Antoine used to tell me some stories and I forget too.
I'm just thinking about some of this sort of stuff here.
Antoine used to tell me about Muskrat and his grandma, right across from us on his side. He showed me they have that little camp. And these other birds, he mentioned the names of the bird, I don't know, the big birds anyway. And every time they go that way on a canoe, they'd argue with a muskrat. Muskrat. Every time they go through there, he'd argue with him. Finally, he made up his mind. He made up his mind. That wasn't very far. Then early in the morning, their sister would sweat, you know, sweat. Then after she gets done sweating, well, her brothers goes. She told his grandma, "I'm getting tired of those people saying this and this and this to us." Grandmother told him, "Oh, you don't have to notice them." He says, "I've got something in my mind what to do with." So he went to the wall and dive. There's that lady was just washing herself. She got out of the water. When she's going in, she stooped over. It's right in her number one. And the arrow sticking out. She went running, dived on the water and got back to his grandmother. Then she took off, I guess. I don't know what he digs for their eats. His brothers would go in, "What's the matter with her, taking her for so long?" The other one went out, she says, "Well, she's about going in. I guess she shouldn't be done, but that was as far as she can go. She was dead." "Finally, it was too long," I says, "I'm going down, see it." And one of her brother went over, there she was, they pulled the arrow. There, Muskrat was way out in the water. Suck his head and he laughed. "Now you people think you're so smart, huh? So your sister's like that." So I said, "Darn you, we'll kill you, both of you, you and grandma." "Oh, go ahead." So he ran back to his grandma and told his grandmother, "Let's get busy and dig holes all over so they can't catch us." So his grandmother and him, they dig hole from the water and so different places. They dig all over their camp. And Muskrat keep looking and he's coming all right. He told his grandma, "Go ahead, go." His grandmother went and when he raises going in, Muskrat jumped and he went in. "You can't go very far." He started digging the hole. There's another hole. He couldn't catch them. They go to the different hole, clear to the water. To the water. And he'd swim so far from the water to the river. Then he would laugh. "Ah, your sister got bow arrow on her back." Mention everything. They got mad at him. They want to kill him, but they couldn't kill them. They couldn't kill him. "I'll kill you, both of you, you and your grandmother." "Well, go ahead. And he would laugh. He would laugh. He shows me this little, from the bridge, not very far, just kind of a lump. He says, that's the foot house. Yeah. He used to tell me lots of stories, but I forget.
You should tell that same story in Indian, Grandma. Are you too tired or what?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know those birds, the guy in white, I think white, or brown somehow.
What's their Indian name?
I don't know what the... They had a name.
Maybe it's crane.
No.
Are they got big legs?
They're big birds, but they ain't got no. That's